Hello, Anchor people on version 2. This is Eli in Japan. It's April 15th here, so you're about to be... what is it, a holiday over there? In the United States? Isn't this a holiday? I'll do a George Harrison song later. Something about the T-Man. Yeah, so I'm wondering how many people are using Anchor version 2. If you are, could you please put your channel name in the comments, in a text comment? You can put anything you want. I'm trying to ascertain how many people are here. If anybody's privy to that information, do you know how many Anchor 2 users there are? I guess there are at least a couple hundred. Some people are saying there's just tens. But, so, hey, whoever's left, let's try to connect and communicate. Maybe we could be a little group of interesting people here. Because I'm not interested in podcasting unless we can come up with some killer content and make it a very successful podcast. Otherwise, what's the point? And you do know that Anchor owns the content. So if you're podcasting and you get whatever, you don't... Well, I guess you still own some of it, but they own it also, so... I don't like that, so I'm not leaving Anchor. I'm still going to use it because I have some friends here. But I just signed up on Limor, L-I-M-O-R. I got their app, free app, and... There's text comments and echoing still available over there. So I thought I'd give that community a chance or a try. And my objective is to try and bring people together. And I'll be back with some music. Since it's the 15th of April, I guess I should play that George Harrison tune. That should be good. All right. Love, Earth, Hope, Peace. This is Eli. And please do text comment if you hear this. Takes only a few seconds. All right, bye. All right, let's see. We're at the 15th of April here in Japan. So I'm going to play a George Harrison tune for my friends in the States to celebrate the holiday coming up over there. It might actually be the 15th because it's 5. Yeah, it's 5 p.m. here. That makes it 1 in the morning on the West Coast, 4 in the morning on the East Coast. You guys going to get up and have to do some stupid accounting forms, writing forms and stuff, right? Yeah, so I'll do that. So this is a rebroadcast of my What's the Big Deal About Version 2 Death. I think Version 3 is mostly fluff, and I'm not into fluff. I know there's some good podcasters out there, but, you know, if you're podcasting on Anchor Version 3, Anchor owns all your content. Not only that, they don't give you text commenting and echoing. And these are all very efficient ways of communicating, but the worst one of all is the pause button. Does anybody have an explanation for that? I'd like to hear that, why there's no pause button when you're recording. So you can get your thoughts together, you know? So, love, Earth, Hope, Peace, and communicate. This is Eli Garf in Japan. I'll be back with some more music here Saturday, Sunday night. How y'all doing? Leave me a text comment if you're using version 2. We're trying to collect... we want to know who's on version 2. We're trying to create a group of people that can maybe help change the world for the better. Like overnight. We only need like 10 people. Who have 10 people in their circles. That's 100. Times 10 is 1,000. Times 10 is 10,000. You know what I mean? Just do it. As the saying goes, just do it. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. It's bullshit. There's a lot of shit in the world and it needs coverage. We need the journalists to speak up without fear of reprisal. Those doing reprisal to honest journalists are the ones needing reprisal. All right, I'll shut up now. Bye. It's recording. This is now 4:55 p.m. on Saturday. That would be the 14th of April. That's my 20,422nd day, 20422, lots of twos here today, so I'm leaving this as a message to Bernie and Duan. Yeah, you know, I understand what's going on. I don't agree with Duan that it's a good thing, but that's all right. You know, I mean, I'm not into podcasting because, wow, the electric wires are fucking falling down. Oh my God, I better seriously call the police. Or who at building? Wow, that's dangerous. Okay, so sorry, we've got a windstorm here in Japan where I live. It's fucking crazy. atrocious. Anyway, I don't like the changes because I got on board with version 2 of Anchor and I was all excited because it was the future of radio, radio reinvented. And there was I immediately found a group of people who were communicating. It reminded me of when I first started using YouTube back in 2006. I started YouTube with my Eli Garf channel. I created a second channel called Music Pure Sanity. My third channel was Roll on the Floor Laughing. That's ROTFLIOLIO, the Olio, because I was doing commentary about the war in Iraq. And Rod Filioli, I did 63 channels on YouTube. I made 63 channels. I have a couple million views over there. I don't know how many because when Google bought out YouTube and they changed it, because I used to be able to sign in with one email and I had multiple accounts. I might have had like 5 or 6 or 7 channels on for each email, and I have about 10 email accounts. So what happened was Google screwed that up because now you had to sign in with one email account and you can only have access to one channel. So I haven't touched a bunch of my channels in it's been like 2008 or 9 when that happened. 10 years ago, man. It was crazy. So that's why I'm against this change with Anchor. I find it to be a very non-efficient way of communicating. Podcasts are great if you can make money off of them, if you can earn a living, and it's possible if your content is killer. And so certainly I give Anchor accolades for their providing a service that allows people to easily podcast. That's not the problem. That's not the issue. The issues are many. I need to communicate. The world needs to communicate better. Look at what's going on with the fucking governments around the world, or people masquerading as governments. These politicians aren't governments. These are fucking corporate whores that are screwing with people's lives. And more people need to wake the fuck up and say shit about it, because it's fucking, it's insane. So that's why I do Music Cures Sanity, because I don't want to be sane. You know, if this is sanity, we live in a world full of fucking psychopaths and, you know, that's my issue. So I realize Anchor 2 is going by the wayside, but as long as, even if there's just 5 voices there, 5 intelligent, or what's the word, socially responsible, there's a word I'm looking for, it's not coming, conscientious people that can maybe provide some kind of message together, and then you could broadcast it out. I'm looking to collaborate with people, because if you're going to do a podcast, it better be a collaborative effort where the content reaches lots of people. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? You're just masturbating. Verbally masturbating. You know, so you got 50 listens or 100. What the hell is that? But I love Anchor. I still like Anchor too. There's just I keep meeting new people. So yeah, I know it'll go by the wayside and then we'll find something else, or we'll build something else. So you can find me on Facebook /eGarf, EGARF, YouTube /EliGarf. My email is eligarf@gmail.com, believe it or not. And I'm here on Anchor and Vodl /ELIG, which is also Steemit /ELIG, and Minds, MINDS.com. So please, by all means, let's communicate better, more frequently, better quality. Thank you. All right, this is Eli. This is an update to my effective communications episode regarding the co-host feature that Anchor just rolled out. It's pretty good. I've hooked up with someone. However, you get a notification that someone wants to record with you. I don't know what's wrong with version 3 on the iPad. My notifications just say notifications. But if I go into version 2 on my iPhone, I get the content, what it's about. So it says, 53 minutes ago, someone is ready to record with you about Japan. Any cues, any questions, business ventures, tap to join their recording. So I tapped on it from version 3, and it just says it's trying to connect with someone who's interested. So it would be nice, hello Anchor, hello, I guess I have to write an email. Or if maybe people speak up. My suggestion is very simple. If you could connect with the person's channel, station, who requested to join a conversation, because otherwise it's just generic, it's just a waste of time. So the point is to, if you want to connect people, whoever said they wanted to talk about this subject with the other person and it wasn't connected, you should have a database and allow you to connect with the person who was interested to connect with. Otherwise it's just like, I'm just like masturbating in the air with ideas. That's my update. It is the 17th of April, which is a Tuesday here in Japan, about 9 o'clock in the morning. It's my 20,425th day alive. How many days have you been alive?